The meaning of the birth of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, wherein the definition of Bhavati has been expressed so clearly and eloquently by Srila Rupa Goswami. It is very important to understand what is Bhavati, because Bhavati is the aim and object of our sadhana bhakti. So unless one has a clear conception of what is Bhava-bhakti, then we cannot begin sadhana-bhakti. Mm-hmm. Sadhana-bhakti is the first stage. If he is not beginning the first stage, then he is nowhere. So it's very important to understand what is Bhava-bhakti. Shuddha sattva vishesh-atma prema suryansu samyabhak ruki vishitana sriya kridato bhav uchate. Shuddha sattva, these are the first two words of the verse. The word sattva means existence, and that which possesses existence is called sattva. This existence is of various varieties. When the jiva is, his consciousness is immersed in the activities of sattva, raja and tama, the three modes of material in this world, at that time he is called mishra sattva, existing in the plane of mixed existence. The jiva is of Krishna tatastha shakti, but sattva, raja and tama have entered into his sattva and he is experiencing the material plane. That level of existence is called mishra sattva. If you will rise up gradually, the modes of, by hearing Harikatha and serving pure devotees, Sadara Jastamo Bhavas Kamalo Bhadyase Seta Eta Anabidham Sitam Saptai Prasiddhati. If you will rise up gradually, the modes of passion and ignorance will go away by the association of Sadhguru and Shuddha Vaishnavas. You will come to the level of pure goodness, mature goodness, when it is never completely pure. It will always have a touch of passional ignorance there. So it has to go higher. Above the material goodness, ordinary material goodness, which always has some things, is the plane of Shuddha Sattva, pure existence. The jiva originally is of this existence, Shuddha Sattva, pure. But in this state, there is no perception of his pure identity and the spiritual varieties. You have to come to the plane of Vishuddha Sattva. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, Vishuddha Sattva means when pure existence is possessed of the individuality of a shape, a form, and a location, then it's called Vishuddha Sattva. So Vishuddha Sattva is the plane in which Krishna and all of his paraphernalia exist. Sattvaralambi Parasattvam Vishuddha Sattvam Govindam Adipurajam Samaham Bhajami Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. This plane, Vasudeva's plane, is the plane of Vishuddha Sattva, wherein Krishna and his transcendental paraphernalia exist. So what is Bhava Bhakti? Bhava, which is our goal, is not some speculation. It is not imagination. It is not a material emotion. It is not anything which is available in this material world. What is it? Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. Vishesh indicates that this Shuddha Sattva is Vishuddha Sattva. It is of that plane. Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. It is Vishesh, a special combination of two vrittis, two energies, the two functions of the Swarup Shakti. That is, it is a special combination of the function of Samvit Shakti, that is Krishna's knowledge potency, which gives one knowledge, what kind of knowledge? Of one's relationship. That is called Samvandagyan, knowledge of relation with Krishna. This knowledge of relation is the foundation of all kinds of transcendental mellows. And being a combination of Samvit Shakti and also Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti means Ananda, the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. So Shuddha Sattva, that manifestation which is of supremely pure goodness, which is a special combination of Samvit and Nagini, which is Atma. Here Atma means it comes from Krishna's Atma, that is Radhika. Radhika is the ultimate, supreme abode and origin of all Samvit and Ladini Shakti, wherein the combination of these two Shaktis, which is known as Bhakti Shakti, is intensified to its highest level, that is called Madanakya Mahabhav. This Madanakya Mahabhav is the sun which illuminates everything about Krishna, which no one can know except for, even Krishna cannot know. Only Radhika, by the illumination of the sun of her brain, can understand all of Krishna's beauty. E prema dvari nitya, Radhika ekale, amara madhurya mrita, ashwadeya sakale. But from the spiritual world, from Radhika and her expansion, this flame shines down. Not the complete sun, no, only one small ray. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Surya Angsu. Angsu means a ray. One tiny ray of the sun of transcendental prema. When this is reflected into the heart of the jiva, then what happens? Ruti Bi Chitamasrinya Kridaso Bhava Uchite. By the descent of that transcendental bhav, it will not come directly. It will not fall from the spiritual sky and land on you. How will it come? It comes into this world in the vehicle of the pure devotee, who is in the state of praying or bhav. And when we associate with them, when we surround ourselves unconditionally at their lotus feet, and when we serve and please them, then their heart melts. And this Vishuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma Prema Surya Angsu, a ray of this transcendental emotion, is reflected from their heart into our heart, causing the heart to melt. And now the heart has some hardness, like water when it is frozen becomes hard. But if water is put in a warm place, then it will begin to melt. So similarly, when the conditioned soul serves and surrenders with Sadhguru and Shuddha Vaishnavas, then his heart starts to melt. What is that melting condition? Ruchi di chitamashanya. It is manifest in the form of ruchi, some taste. This taste and the taste that we discussed yesterday are not the same.
What is ruchi?
This ruchi.
What is the meaning of ruchi di chitamashanya?
Here, chitam, the heart is mashanya, begins to melt by ruchi. They have been divided into three types, as explained by Śrīla Vishnu Thakur. This melting of the heart is characterized by Bhagavat Prapt Abhilas, a very intense hankering to meet with Krishna. But this is not enough. The next ruchi is called Anukul Abhilas. If you will meet with someone, but you will not be satisfied unless you have the chance to do Anukul Seva, to render some seva which is particularly favorable, very, very pleasing for one's Ishta Dev. That is called Anukul Abhilas. But it still may not be enough. You may have a chance to do service, but where is the intimacy? The closeness of heart, that is called Surid Bhav, the oneness of heart with your Ishta Dev, intimacy. So when you have a desire for Surid Bhav, intimacy, that is called, it is not so hard to remember, that is called so hard, Abhilas. Not so hard to remember, you can remember. So the melting of the heart by three tastes, or those three tastes are Bhagavat Prapta Abhilas, the desire to attain the association of your Ishta Dev. Anukul Abhilas, upon associating with one's Ishta Dev, to render a very favorable service, which is very pleasing, and so hard Abhilas, the desire for Surit Bhav, or such friendship and intimacy with one's Ishta Dev. So when, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika and the Nitya Parikars of Radha and Krishna, the ray of the sun of praying descends to this world through Guru Parampara, through Sadhu Sangha, and that ray touches our heart and it begins to melt, characterized by the three very intense hankerings to meet with, to serve favorably, and to have intimate love for one's Ishta Dev. Then, sun, Bhava Uchite, that is called Bhava Bhakti, and it is the goal of our sadhana.
not heard all this. You are hearing, but realizing so hard. But still we are explaining why, if you will have greed a little bit, then when advance and realize after of so many lives, it may be 100,000, but it is very small period. If you are realizing even in 1,000, but very, very small period. In comparison to we are coming from the original creation, anadi. So, in brief I am telling, Shuddha-sarpa. Our transcendental, we have transcendental form, though it is covered by Maya. That is, this gross body and
subtle body.
But we have. But it is in latent position. We are eternal subject of Krishna. We have form. We have all qualities. But it is covered with. But his sudhat, his sattva, sattva means sandhini. The act of existence of all the souls, especially Baladev Prabhu, he is Sandhini, is root of all existence. From Baladev Prabhu, our existence is here. This is Shuddha Sattva. And in this Shuddha Sattva, now, Chidan, Chid and Ananda. Sandhani means Sandhi, and then Bhagavani both will combine, come. Their Atma will come, their life will come. What is the life? So we are telling. Sandhi means knowledge. But knowledge is transferred there in relationship. What that is? Prem, Sneha, Maan, Pranay, Raag, Anurag and all. And then Ananda, Shladini Shakti, Srimati Radhika Mood, mixes both. Because that Ananda is the soul and life of that one. And then it comes or descends on the heart of the Sandhini, both mixes. Life, there is a seed. But if no earth, no light, no sunlight, no air, and other things, water especially, then it is gone. But if, like Shuddha Sattvaji, here, it is given on them, and Radhini and Sambhi, both, come. How come? Some potency is in Shuddha Sattva in Jiva. Like seed only by the help of water, air, sun, it can sprout. So our decency, the seed here potency is now covered, like a bee, seed. Water is needed. What is water? Harikatha. Why Harikatha? What Harikatha? Harikatha and Hladini and Sambit all same. So Harikatha, Sambit and Hladini, they will come here. And then they can manifest. Air, sun, and all these are essential. Water is essential. But they cannot give what is here. we have. If anyone is of that charas, same Harikatha, same place, one guru even, but according to the Shuddha Sattva of Jiva, what is like a seed in Jiva, only it can sprout. If we are of that charas, it can. Like Vijay Kumar and Brajanath Bhaktivinoda Thakur, same Guru, same Harikatha, everything same, but he became Shakharas and he became Madhukaras. So it cannot be transferred. If you keep a seed on the bank of Ganges and waterized by Ganga water, same sun, same
air,
same land,
sunlight.
Same sunlight, same reason,
same garden.
But you will see that mango seed next first, mango, and babla, thorns, oh, imli,
tamarind,
jackfruit, neem, oh, they will come. They cannot come like one. Understand?
Yes.
What?
Not different.
Not different.
All different, not same.
All different. So tamarind will be tamarind, mango will be mango, no mango cannot be changing, thorns and thorns cannot be. Tamarind cannot be changed. So sadhu sangha cannot change. It can waterize one being. Someone tells that, oh, according to Sadhu Sangha, oh, our rush will come. No. All each jiva. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written it everywhere, very vividly. It cannot be changed by only hearing katha. What is there only can be. So everyone has something. Then you may ask that we are so many here. So it may be that someone be of Narayan, Vaikunth Seva. Someone be Nirvisheshwadi. Someone can be Sarkaras, Dasharas, but why we are gathered here and one Guru is giving to them, so one Gopal mantra or all these things. So we are all of the same rush? Or it may be. Why? Because Krishna and Krishna's bhakti is like put touch stone or Chintamani. You have something here in your
constitutional
form, and that is why I attracted in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu name and line. There are thousands and thousands of persons in even in Elatua. How many you are coming? Only 10 or 20, not more than that. Or it may be how many? It may be
50, 100.
It may be not more than.
No.
But Elatua population is
6,000.
So whole world population is so much you cannot count. Only the male or female, human, in the whole world,
6 billion.
Among how many are devotees? And among them, how many are Gaudiya Vaishnava?
Very rare.
So don't doubt. Try to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line, and very soon you will be in this line. One thing more. Ruchiri Chitta Matsanya. What is the meaning? Ruchiri. Oh, I want to taste the same bhakti as Yashoda mother. Loved Krishna. Same Krishna. This is Ruchi. I want to love Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. Like Siddhartha, Madhumangal, Shubham. A special thing. I want to serve Krishna in this way. This is Ruchi. Ruchi means greed. To greed, to serve Krishna in a certain way. Process. What is that process? Oh, I want to serve Krishna in the mood of Lalita. What is that mood? She loves Krishna and Radhika in so much way. She can control and she can destroy them. Why so much? I want to serve Radha Krishna with a greed that, oh, I should be made dosi of Srimati Radhika. When he will come to meet Radhika, I will tell him, oh, return back from the door of this question. You cannot go. And Krishna will
pray, and
he will fall down on the lotus feet of that Sakhi. That, oh, let me go there. Allow me to be there. And then, no, you are black from up. We cannot allow you. And again, I like to serve Radha and Krishna like this. For this is to give me Chittam or Vashrinya. Oh, Vashrinya what? Oh, now Chitt, by this greed, has become what he told. Very soft and lengthy. And very small. Chitta Mahasaya. Chitta. Oh, then, Vastra Sakti, Devi Jari. Oh, but in small form, they have come. Then it is called Bhav. Who is sadhak in this world for this? We are not really pure sadhak. We are sadhak. But what sadhak? No, not sadhak. Like semblance.
Avas.
Real sadhak was Bindu Mangal. But not first time. When he met with very beautiful prostitute, and when he was what?
Put by him.
Kicked by her. And then he realized, what I'm doing nonsense. And then he
really
and then with him, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Then Krishna came and took his hand in his hand and very soon he reached to Vrindavan. Oh, and then he began to do bhajan, pure bhajan. Oh, he is called sadhak. Don't say that we are sadhak. It may be so many, but to enter in real sadhak position. So, begin from sadhak. He is pure sadhak. Sadhak of what? Bhav, bhakti. Now he wants what? His mood is what? His greed is that of love and affection like Gopi, Sakha, parents and others. Up to now, we have described. Now it is 7:30 about. We are finishing class today. But I wanted to speak about sadhak. Like Sutra, Jnani Bhakta, Sutra Bhakta, and then Premi Bhakta, Premapar Bhakta, and Premapu Bhakta. This way I wanted. But tomorrow our classes will be finished perhaps.
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow, we will try to discuss all these things in very brief, that you can know and have conception of bhakti. I think these Harikathas are very rare in the whole world,
yes.
Even in India,
yes.
Even in Vrindavan. All these things. And try to be a Shuddha, pure bhakti, sadhana, Gaur Premanand. Any question?
They are not offensive. They are in line of the Goswami or Sanat Sanandam Sanat Kumar. They are not offensive, they are Harikatha. Yes. They may go to the Council of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. They may go to Rupa Goswami. They may come to any devotee's council, and gradually they can change. Otherwise, if there are something, or if it's bad to assessment. Bad to assessment, they will be near with his body.
You said that the same guru can nourish different brothers. The question is, suppose the guru was saying, the highest attainment is to become a maidservant of Radhika. And then there's somebody else in the audience who had the constitutional form of Bhakti Raj. Does that mean he won't hear that? He'll hear something else?
You should understand by example. Nara Goswami is guru of Dhruva. He is guru of Prahlada. He is guru of Vyasa, of Valmiki, and Chitraketu Maharaj. And it may be that Narad Goswami, in the form of Bhila Mangal and Madhu Mangal, is really Madhu Mangal. What he can give you can understand. So same Narad Goswami, or different disciples, according to their stages, he can give something else. No, because he is full. The Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Swarup Damodar Ayaraman, Sakhi of Radhika, and maid servant of Radhika. They are full. Even Mahabhava is there. But even a very low stage person can come. They will help. And by their help, he will be like some stages. He will not be like that. Mahabhava. It may be that he may come to Dastavas. He may come to other rishis. He may come to, but Guru is same Narada Goswami, Arupa Goswami may be. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But on the different platform of bhakti, he can help. He will strengthen his bhakti according to their stage. Not all that they will be involved.
He is telling that his Gurudev says the topmost is Radha Dasya, and anyone has a desire for Shakya Bhav. So he will think, if anyone wants to be like Subal Siddham or any Shaka, and Gurudev is telling topmost service is Radha Dasya, to become in the service of Srimati Radhika, then that person who has desire to develop Shakya Bhav, he will think, but for me, topmost is something else.
So that Guru will give help up to that. And then we will send to seniors, some more those who have Shingar Rasa. He will send. Like Vaishnava Das of Nadi, he sent his two disciples to Puri, to whom? There are so many things.
My name is Ramajan Das.
Which one? So much. So they helped me, and in so many ways, if they were not here, alone I could not have done anything. So they helped me so much, so my heart is grateful to them. Especially to the audience. If we are teacher only and no audience, then you can see. So audience are most important, and very mercifully they came and they inspired us to tell Hari Katha. So all glory to Guru, Gauranga and Asambhala. I think that most of you will come to Miami. So we started what thing here, it will not be finished. It will take long time. But I wanted to give something. What is discussed here, example, so that you can understand something very easy, very hard subject, very, very hard subject. It is beyond the intelligence of any person. Human being, very intelligent human being. But if no, I have to keep it up. Only knowledge we have to knowledge. So we will continue something in man in continuation to this. Now I want to begin what we have begun. We have explained up to Shuddha Satya. This is transcendental. It will come only in the stage of Sadhguru. And at that time you can realize something, a glance of your Siddhade to meditate Astakaryaliya. Before that you should not talk. You can hear something, but personally don't want to. Only you can do pranam. And when naturally, automatic, by chanting, remembering and hearing in the Katha, when asakti will be, and then greed will be there, so much attachment. How attachment? Mamata? Ananya mamata, Vishnu. Mamata? Ati sayankita. Bhava eva sangratma. So, very nice. And we have explained so much things that I think that you have never heard in your life. So try to note down in your heart. Time to time you should see what was discussed here. So now we are giving some examples that stage you can understand easily. Shuddha Satya we have discussed. Now Sanatana Goswami tells that the stages of this Ananya Vilasita Sunyam this bhakti Patu Rati we have discussed. Where and in what bhakta it can be seen. So Sanatana Goswami has regained from Jnani Bhakta, then Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Premipar Bhakta, and Primatul Bhakta. Here, Dhruva and others are not getting into the pure bhakti. Then bhakti was karma mitra. It's not real. So it has been rejected. You know, Prahlad himself, Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he Jnana. Sir, what is the meaning of Jnana and Jnani Bhakta? Can you explain something?
Yeah.
In brief, come on.
Maharaj. But Srila Gurudev is speaking here about about the barometer of the definition of bhakti by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anyadi Lati Tasunyam. Thank you.
Can you explain more about Pradhan Maharaj? Is Mahabharata, have you heard? Mahabharata, Uttam Bhagavata. So, it is in Syria in any case, but you have to reconcile and you can tell something explain about what is the nature of Prahlad Maharaj? And what is something like
Om Jnana Smiran Bhaktya Jnana Janshalate Chakshur Vanditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he is actually a Mahajan. Mahajan Yena Gatak Sapanta. He is a great personality whom all of the living entities in this universe can actually follow. His example, and the example that he showed in his devotion to Sri Bhagavan, Lord Vishnu, coming in the form of the Sringa Bhagavan, he exhibited complete dependency upon Bhagavan. He had this particular quality that in any circumstance, regardless of how dangerous that circumstance was, that his life was being threatened, that his father was trying to kill him by administering poison, by throwing him from the tops of mountains, by dashing him underneath the feet of elephants, and in so many other ways, his own father was trying to end his life. But in all circumstances, Prahlad Maharaj was completely fearless and not at all afraid or disturbed, because he exhibited this quality of accepting fully that the Lord is his guardian and complete dependency on Krishna. So this particular quality within the realm of bhakti is a very superior quality. It is very a laudable quality. Without this quality, the devotee cannot advance in the realm of pure bhakti. But yet, Prahlad Maharaj, as Srimati Samarani Didi was describing, Prahlad Maharaj had a conception of the supremacy, the supreme Aishwarya, the nature of Bhagavan being all-powerful, all, and that there is no need to render intimate loving service to satisfy him. Because of this kind of distancing, Prahlad Maharaj was not able to approach Lord Srinivasa with this mood of mamata, myness, actually feeling that he is depending upon me. In Braj Bhakti, in the realm of Vrindavan, all of the residents there have no conception at all that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he's all-powerful, he's the creator of everything, that he's completely self-satisfied, Atmaram. They think quite the opposite, that he's a tiny little boy, he's completely dependent upon us. Mother Yashoda is thinking, if I don't feed Krishna, then he will die. Because of this kind of mood, the exalted nature of their Braja train, they constantly feel that they must serve Krishna to satisfy his needs, to satisfy all of his desires. And they feel that Krishna is dependent upon them. But Prahlad Maharaj did not have this particular quality because of this knowledge of Bhagavan's greatness and his supremacy. So this nature of being a jnani bhakta, of having this kind of knowledge, it does not mean, like in the example of anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam, here Rupa Goswami is telling that pure bhakti cannot be covered by jnana, because this is a flaw to pure bhakti. But this type of jnana is referring to impersonal jnana, not to the jnana, not to the knowledge of the Aishwarya, of the supreme opulence of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj had this kind of jnana, and he did Bhakta. He was a perfected soul. Huh? So he had direct darshan of Bhagavan, and Bhagavan came to save him. So this kind of lacking in the devotee, it is the limitation which does not enable him to approach the higher realms of bhakti, coming into the realm of Shuddha Bhakta, coming into the realm of Premi Bhakta, and Premhara Bhakta, and Premhatura Bhakta, which will be described by Sanatana Goswami as we study the subject matter through our Srila Gurudev. So it is essential to understand what is the thing that is lacking, and what, by having more elements added to their bhakti, how this bhakti deepens and becomes more and more pure and more intimate.
What is jnana? The jnana of tat-padartha, svam-padartha, and jiva-aishya-dartha. There are three kinds of knowledge. You know that jiva-brahma-aishya-dartha. So it has been rejected here. That is meditation. They have explained. But tatpadartha again, what is that? Tatpadartha. Sarvakaranam-karanam. Param Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi, Aradi,